The former U.S. President Donald Trump says he would welcome the release of the warrant used for the search of his Florida home. The FBI raided Trump's residence on Monday. The U.S. Attorney General has asked a federal court to unseal the document, saying it's in the public interest. Al Jazeera's Heidi Jocastro has more now on the documents that were reportedly found on Trump's estate.
The Washington Post is reporting that these classified documents that Trump and his aides are suspected of having illegally removed from the White House when he left office, that they may include top secret documents regarding nuclear weapons. Now, there's not much details beyond that. We do not know whether these are nuclear weapons possessed by the United States or by another country. And namely, we do not know whether these nuclear documents were recovered.
Police in Ohio have shot dead a man who threatened people and tried to enter an FBI field office in Cincinnati. Officials say the man brandished a rifle and fired a nail gun into the building. The suspect fled and led police in a highway chase before engaging in a standoff with officers. The UN's nuclear watchdog says military action around a Ukrainian nuclear plant must stop immediately. Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for the shelling of the Zaporizhia plant. Ukraine says it's ready for a possible evacuation in the event of a nuclear catastrophe. Latvian MPs have declared Russia a state sponsor of terror and are asking other countries to do the same. The parliament says Russia is using violence against civilians in pursuit of political goals. It added that the war in Ukraine amounted to a targeted genocide against the Ukrainian people. Thousands of Brazilians have taken part in nationwide rallies to show support for democratic institutions. It's in response to President Jair Bolsonaro's criticism of the country's electronic voting system. He's also questioned the integrity of the Supreme Court. And South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol has pardoned Samsung Vice Chairman Lee Jae-yong. The Justice Ministry says the businessman is needed to help overcome a national economic crisis. The pardon is largely symbolic, as Lee was already out on parole after serving 18 months for bribery.